Something that caught my eye last week was Vicky Chapman. She's in the middle of this Kangaroo Island inquiry that's being held by the state parliament. And last Thursday, she gave evidence, as did her departmental staff, who said that the port on Kangaroo Island was completely acceptable from their view, which then led to the inference that Vicky Chapman, by ignoring the government advice or the bureaucratic advice, was somehow behaving improperly. Now, the reason I raise this, obviously Kangaroo Island is not part of the Eyre Peninsula, but this issue of bureaucrats deciding what's best instead of the politicians deciding what's best is an issue that we're knee-deep in at the moment with Billy Light's Point and the desal plant. Now, it may have escaped the notice of a few people, but a pandemic is a 1-in-100-year event. This is the issue that Stephen Marshall has turned over to Grant Stevens and Nicola Spurrier, because they're the ones who have experience making sure that an emergency is handled properly. If this is going to be the way of it in the future, with bureaucrats simply deciding whatever they want to do, disregarding the views of the population, then why bother having politicians in the first place? Why not just scrap elections and save a whole lot of money? Because it's not going to be democracy. It's not even going to be fair government if bureaucrats get to decide what happens without regards to the wishes of the people. This is what's happening at Billy Light's Point. It's what's happening on Kangaroo Island. Any politician that seems to go against the grain here gets called out for it. I think that's pretty dangerous. Because at the end of the day, you know, what's a $240 million seafood industry worth, really? A $600 million economy